Hi, and thank you so much for calling customer service. My name is Shani, and I am the supervisor that will be further assisting you. May I please start by getting the first and last name to locate the account, please?
I'll be glad to. First of all, let me get your first and last name.
Okay. My name is Shani, and it's spelled S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah, go ahead.
And last name is Cleveland, like the city.
All right. My name is Dennis Dawson.
Okay, Mr. Dawson, can you verify the address on file for me, please?
5 Casino Court, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20906.
All right, thank you so much for that verification. I do have the account located here. This is for the Elevera facial cream as well as the Elevera eye serum. I'm showing this account has been canceled, and how can I further assist you?
Well, you can further assist me by letting me tell you the way I understood your offer. I pay the postage like $6 or $8, and you're going to send me a trial. Okay, so I received the I received two different items, two different days, and I'm looking at my credit card, which I just received back. My bank account, that's dated 3/22. Today's 3/23. I just received, and it looks like, not looks like, it is $92.90 and $91.89. I didn't agree to that. You might think I agreed to that. She might, the lady I spoke with, might think that I agreed to that, but that's not what I understood. I am 86 years old. I do not need, I'm a Korean combat vet that doesn't need $200 for their face. I
okay.
have not tried this miracle cream, which I have no idea whether it's any good or any bad. It's in my bathroom. I need to return it and get my money back. I do not want $200, a $200 bill, when I have so much hospital and doctor bills facing me right now. 6 surgeries in the past 2 years. So if I made a mistake, I need to speak with somebody that will allow me to return, you know, to understand that if I made a mistake, my apologies. I have not done anything with the material that I was sent. And you can have it back and give it to somebody that really wants it.
Okay, well, let me explain to you really briefly, Mr. Dawson, what happened and also what I can go ahead and further do with to help you assist you with this account. When you originally placed the original order, the $670 as well as the $745, that was just the shipping and handling charge to go ahead and allow a 14-day trial period for you to go ahead and try out the facial cream as well as the eye serum. Now, when you didn't cancel the account within the 14-day trial, what happens is it does charge you the full retail price for what you've received, which is $92.90 for your facial cream and $91.89 for the eye serum.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. Now, you have charged me on $315. And this is not 14 days later. This is 323. This is 8 days later, not 14 days later.
And the way that the 14 days is set up, Mr. Dawson, is it starts the day that you process the order, which is on the 23rd of February.
You know, that's a sham. You know, that is an absolute sham.
And I'm sorry about that. And I do apologize about the misunderstanding.
Well,
I just wanted to.
You can't help me, so I'm going to have to go to your boss.
No, sir, it's not saying that I can't help you, Mr. Dawson. I did just want to explain
okay.
to you what
right.
happened
I'm
with
listening.
The account.
I'm listening.
And,
go ahead.
And why you were charged. That's the only reason why. But again, as
well,
far
I
as the term.
I understand why. But now, especially, I understand 14 days from the time I call, it may take a week. You know, where are you located?
And then there was a lot of information as
no,
well
no,
as far
no.
as the
Ma'am,
agreement, Mr.
Where,
Dawson.
Where? No, here's my question. Where are you shipping from?
As far as where is the shipping warehouse is located, is that what you're asking?
The question again is, where are you shipping from to me?
You're receiving them from the United States Postal Service, Mr. Dawson.
No, come on. From what state are you shipping to me?
Okay, it's coming from California.
California.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 miles away, and this is COVID-19, and I just received several days ago, I just received the material. This is a farce. You all know that the U.S. Postal Service is under a heavy duty situation. I'm getting mail from 2 days away, 5 days later. So please don't tell me that the 14 days are over. Go ahead, help me. I'm listening.
The 14-day trial, Mr. Dawson, it ended back on the 10th of this month.
No. According to you, the stuff was in the mail for probably, not according to you, according to me, the stuff was in the mail from California for more than several days. To get mail first class from California, at a minimum of 3 days. And if you count Saturday and Sunday as part of the 14 days, you know, I don't know where your lawyers or where your president stops, but that's cheating. Okay, so ma'am, help me. I'm listening. I don't want to take up any more of your time than I have to.
No, sir, you don't, and I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm trying to explain exactly what happened with the account. Now, regarding the charges that you were billed, they are two valid charges that you're responsible for the products that you've received. However, it sounds like you weren't aware of the terms and conditions at the time, so what I can do is I can issue back a 35% courtesy refund of the two charges that you were billed. So it would be two refunds for the $92.90 charge. It would be 35% of that, which is about $33. And for your $91.89 charge, it looks like it's about $30.06.
Is that it?
Let me get you the correct price.
No, I'm asking you, is that it from you?
$32.52 and
$30.06. Okay, ma'am. I appreciate. You know, let's say roughly 1/3 of 200. I know how to count. Is $60. You know, and And this is I'm sure that the way your company has put this together online is a farce. That's my complaint to begin with. I didn't understand, and I was mailed, and you're counting 14 days. I've had the product less than a week. So I need to speak with your boss. Who do you report to?
Well, at this time right now, Mr. Dawson, I am trying to assist you with the account. Again, it's per
I understand
your presence as far as you explaining that you were not aware of your terms and conditions.
Yeah,
however,
yeah,
it was per
the
consent
terms. Whoa. Shayna, look, let's cut to the chase here. There's one thing that I'm now very aware of, and that is I owe you, whether it's valid, you know, technically it's valid from your point of view. From my point of view, it is not valid. And I'm asking you, who do you report to? The name of the person you report to.
Okay, now I do have several supervisors, but they are assisting other customers.
Oh, that's fine. Give
okay.
me one that you report. You if you're a supervisor, then you don't report to a supervisor. You report to a manager.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the manager you report to?
No, I don't have a direct one. I can get you transferred over to. There are several.
Okay. I will call tomorrow several. That's fine. Thank you.
No,
so
sir,
much.
You don't have to call back, Mr. Dawson. I do want to go ahead and settle out the account. I don't want to have to have you call back. I just wanted to explain what happened to the account and how
we could
proceed with further helping you.
If you don't mind, I just found out about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat my dinner. I'm going to move my stuff into my house, and I'm going to call back. What are your working hours?
We're 24 hours a day.
What hours are you? Is your company?
We are 24 hours,
calls?
Mr. Dawson.
24 hours.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I can deal with that. That's great. I can call back 2:00 in the morning. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
But instead of you having to wait to call back, Mr. Johnson, I'd be glad to go ahead and settle out this account for you before you hang up. I do understand that you want to go ahead and eat your dinner and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Well, good, because I'm very hungry.
And I understand. And let me see what else that I can do for you as far as regarding your account really quickly before you go, okay?
Did you understand what I said? I'm going to call back.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank